Don't worry about people who aren't happy for you. They probably aren't very happy for themselves either. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Daniel Alley talks with us about understanding the characteristics of an envious person, also known as haters. Enjoy.
If you understand who your haters are, then you will be able to understand exactly what you need to do to navigate through life. But I'm going to tell you something. Haters are hard to understand because they're sly, they're deceptive, they're manipulative, and a lot of times they won't even tell you that they hate you. I'm going to give you 6 surefire signs that you are absolutely dealing with a hater. So listen up. The first sign that you're dealing with a hater is that they don't respect you at all. In fact, they don't even appreciate your presence when you come by. Now, a lot of times you can't tell exactly the level of respect that someone has in their heart, but you can usually tell if you compare them with how they interact with other people. So for instance, let's say you walk up to a person and you find that they're a little bit indifferent to you. Okay, you might think that's their personality. But what if they show all kinds of love to someone else, a whole level of appreciation to another person? And all of a sudden, you start to think, hey, how come they're getting the respect? How come they're getting the appreciation and I'm not? Well, that's a major sign that someone hates you. Now, a lot of times, you might want to actually confront this person and say, hey, man, do you have a problem with me? Or, ma'am, you know, I see that you feel a little different about me compared to other people. I see you respecting them, but you don't respect me. I'm going to tell you straight up, that's not the right thing to do. Because even though you're right, they're always going to deny it. They're never going to say, no, I completely disrespect you. They're not going to say that. They're never going to admit their hate. They might actually prove to respect you temporarily, but that's just to brush you off. They don't really love you. They don't really respect you. They don't really appreciate you. They're just going to show you that for the next 3 to 5 times just to make sure that you feel settled with their disposition. But my friends, don't believe their lies. Don't even confront their antics. Just move on to the next person because you have no time to deal with a hater. The second sign that you're dealing with a hater is that they use negative remarks around you. Now, there's a lot of people that are rude. They're inconsiderate. They lack courtesy. But the moment someone starts to slander you and they start to accuse you and they start to use a sarcastic tone to blame you, that's the moment you should know that you're dealing with a hater. Let me give you a clear example. Let's say 3 people are talking. Person A, B, and C. Let's say person A really wants to impress person C. What is he going to do? He's going to throw person B under the bus. He's going to say, oh, this person is stupid. He's always late. He never shows up. He's never doing exactly what he's asked to do. And all of a sudden, person B feels like a fool. They feel like they're being attacked because person A is using him in order to impress person C. Now, if you're person B and you hear these allegations, you know it's not true, and you want to confront person A and vindicate yourself from person C. But don't do that. All you need to do is focus on the person that you need to be. As you succeed in life, you're going to find a lot of people who are jealous of you. You're going to find that they're going to be sarcastic. They're going to be nitpicking. They're going to be criticizing you. But don't worry about these jealous haters. Don't worry about these fools. Just focus on what you need to be and focus on what you need to do. The third sign that you're dealing with a hater is that they manipulate you when you speak the truth. There's a lot of times where you might have a great idea. You might speak the facts. You might share a great inspirational story. You might inspire other people. And the moment a hater recognizes that, they're going to attack you. They're going to say things like, oh, I don't believe that's absolutely true. Or do you have anything to validate those facts? And they're going to try to nitpick every single thing that you say. They're going to try to take away from your truth by building up an argument and even making sure that they lie to manipulate you. What these people are really trying to do is to get your attention and stop you from teaching the truth. Because if you have a continuous flow of knowledge that you're sharing with the people that you're interacting with, they're trying to stop you from sharing that knowledge. So they want you to address the points that they're making so you can stop your flow. They want you to look like you're the wrong person so that they can keep you from influencing more people in the future. If you're currently experiencing anyone who's manipulating your truth, don't deal with them anymore. Don't take your points and try to validate them just to fit their argument. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on the ideals that you're pursuing. The fourth sign that you're dealing with a hater is that they're criticizing everything you do. They have a problem with every single action you take. They have a problem with every single word that you speak. Not only are they interfering with your conversations, they're interfering with your daily life. A lot of times these criticizers and agonizers are very close people in your life. It could be your mother, your father, your siblings, your spouse. The people that are very close to you can criticize you just because they hate the direction that you're going. Sometimes you need to just have an intimate talk with these people so that they can realize exactly how they're feeling about you and you can rectify the situation so you can move forward in the future. If you're dealing with people that are always discouraging you and nitpicking you and criticizing and condemning you for who you are, it's time to find yourself around a better group of friends. Don't be surrounded by people that are trying to take you down. Focus on surrounding yourself with people that are trying to lift you up. People that want you to go into the right direction. You see, if you find people in your life that have the right intentions, then you'll find people in your life that will take you into the right directions.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.